Hunger-striking Italian leftist praised terrorist actions in prison letters. By Chris Tomlinson on February 4, 2023. An Italian anarchist currently on hunger strike allegedly praised terrorist actions in prison letters to supporters as far-left extremists have carried out several violent attacks in support of him. Far-left anarchist extremist Alfredo Cospito, who is in prison for shooting the head of an Italian nuclear power company in 2012 and for bombing a police cadet barracks in 2006, allegedly wrote letters praising violent terrorist attacks to other anarchist extremist supporters. The letters, which openly endorse violent terror and were published in anarchist publications, were the reason for Cospito being placed in the strict 41-bis prison regime, which greatly limits his access to the outside world and is the reason for his hunger strike, Il Giornale reports. The revolution can only be made by those who have the devil in their bodies and are not afraid of the word terrorism because they want with all their strength that the powerful live in terror. It will certainly not be the penal code or the threat of 41-bis to silence me, Cospito wrote. Last weekend, anarchist extremists attacked police in Rome and Milan in support of Cospito, leaving one officer injured and destroying a police vehicle with a firebomb. Several other vehicles were also set on fire outside of the headquarters of the telecommunications company Telecom in Rome, with nearby graffiti claiming the attack was in support of Cospito. Another alleged anarchist attack took place on Tuesday evening and saw a crew from the Italian television channel TG2 attacked outside of the opera prison in Milan, where Cospito was transferred due to health concerns. "We were here in front of the opera prison, we were preparing the various live broadcasts and services. At one point we heard the voices of a protest. The name of Alfredo Cospito was shouted. Then we approached through the fields, about 500 meters from here. We saw about 20 people, all with their faces covered, throwing objects at the prison," correspondent Stefano Fumagalli said. "They shouted freedom for Alfredo Cospito. Then we became in turn the target of throwing objects and firecrackers. Then three masked individuals chased us through the fields. We managed to escape running very fast. Fortunately, everything was resolved in half an hour, with the arrival of the police," he added. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini expressed support for the journalists, saying, "Solidarity with the journalist of TG2 Stefano Fumagalli and his crew, attacked in front of the opera prison by some criminals who would like the surrender of the state. We will never accept blackmail and violence. A hug and total closeness to the editorial staff of TG2 and to all free journalists." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.